with about 8 months to go until we get our so-called new president, or we re-up the one we have now, all the political chatter you're hearing is greatly distracting to the so-called masses, or how the government refers to us, the American taxpayer. And it's only going to get worse. The media circus with the Wolf Blitzers and the Bill O'Reillys and whoever's on television blabbering on about how important politics are, when all the while, anybody who studies the problem knows that the people running for president, the people who are president, are really just the faces, as someone said, the smiling face on the pig, of the corporate interests that elect the presidents. While all this is going on, while you're watching this or running down to vote or whatever you're doing, the government, the bureaucracy that's there in Washington, D.C., that's always there in Washington, D.C., that's there when any president comes in, that stays there, all the people who work there just trumbles on, spending more and more money and getting more out of control. All this is detailed in my commentary, Mayhem in the Making, which you can read at Rutherford.org, which gives you much more information which you should take into hand and challenge your so-called representatives. It is clear that the government today that's working in Washington, D.C., is marching in lockstep with the corporate state. For a start, consider the national defense spending, which enriches the military-industrial complex to the tune of $740 billion a year and routinely falls prey to corruption and mismanagement. Who could forget the 10 C-17 cargo planes purchased by Congress at the urging of the defense corporations for a whopping $2.4 billion, despite the fact that the Pentagon insisted it didn't need them? Then there's the $4 trillion war on terror, which has seen at least $31 billion and as much as $60 billion or more lost to waste and fraud by military contractors and other government officials. A classic example of this was the $300 million diesel power plant that was built in Afghanistan, despite the fact that it wouldn't be used regularly because its fuel costs more than the Afghan government could afford to run it regularly. Our expanding military empire is bleeding the country dry at a rate of more than $15 billion a month, or, incredibly, folks, $20 million an hour. And that's just what the government spends on foreign wars. Pork barrel spending, the earmarking of outrageous sums of money in federal contracting in return for personal gain and campaign contributions, borders on the ludicrous. In 2010, for instance, the federal government gave the University of California at Santa Cruz $615,000 to digitize Grateful Dead memorabilia. Are you kidding me? Government contracts for building privatized prison complexes has also become a lucrative business in recent years, what one journalist referred to as caging humans for profit. Immigrant detention centers are especially viewed as future gold mine for savvy investors. Under the Obama administration, for example, the GEO Group, our corporation, was paid $32 million to build a detention center for low-risk inmates in Karn City, Texas. Incredibly, this prison boasts a salad bar, a library with internet access, cable TV, an indoor gym with basketball courts and soccer fields. The GEO Corporation will also rake in another $15 million a year for running the prison, and we're paying for it, folks. And then there's the generally indulgent and overall excessive spending that goes along with a government lacking in oversight and accountability. State dinners. How many times do you see the presidents, especially under President Obama, state dinners at the White House, so lavish, they are estimated to run as high as $500,000 per event. The invitations for these dinners are engraved, gold embossed, and hand addressed by calligraphers. Wine served at these dinners has been estimated to cost American taxpayers between $150 and almost $400 per bottle. So it's time to get focused. Sure, you want to go down and vote for somebody running for office, and hopefully they'll do a good job, but don't bet on it. So what do you need to do? Folks, you need to get actively involved in your local governments. You need to stay on these people's backs. Read our commentaries at the Rutherford Institute. Become active. Don't sit back and listen to the media heads talk to you about how great this guy is or how bad that guy is. Remember, as I said in the opening to this podcast, strong corporate interests now run this country, and they're the real enemy. But the guy you're going to have to target, or the lady you're going to have to target, or the woman you're going to have to target, or the man you're going to have to target, are those people who say they represent us, and stay on their backs. Hopefully we can curb some of this corruption.